Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomillerc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA2U, good evening. And 5AOW, good evening.
All right, there's two. We'll start at the top with WA2U. John, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening to you, Jeff. WA2U, you're sounding a little bit better. And getting your voice back there. Good to hear Bob and anyone that might be listening on Echo Link. Seems to be quiet. We had a good day today. Didn't really do a whole lot. Ordered a few things via the telephone and duplicated a stack of CDs that we had here so that we have a copy here at the home and in the camp. And a friend of mine brought back a piece of stovepipe that I had marked off. Did a nice job. He had it cut about 2.5 inches off the bottom. So good to take that into camp and put it together, and hopefully everything will put together finally. It's funny how a simple project can demand so much time. But anyways, we'll get that squared away. So it was nice out today, nice and sunny, and I guess temperature, what I hear, is going to really, really warm up. So, oh, and I unpacked another radio that we had. Kathy and I bought. We had a gentleman that used it for a while, and unfortunately passed away, so I don't know, I feel like I'm collecting Kenwood radios. We have the TS-590, the TS-440, and now we have a TS-530 here, so didn't see a lot of them, but it's sitting here on the table. It's all, just letting it sit there. It's kind of a hybrid radio. I've two pinals, and kind of neat to look at some of the old stuff. Jeff, I'll turn it back over to you, and maybe some other people will be joining in. It's hard to believe it's April already, WA2.
All right. Well, I know how those little radio projects can go. I got a bunch of equipment here. Who knows if I ever even get around to using it. But it does stack up quicker than you think it would. Anyway. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. Yeah, the voice is getting a little bit better here. Using it less and less, trying to let it heal up. And, yeah, it wasn't a bad day. I was still a little chilly. But tomorrow, like you said, it's supposed to get up there in the 50s, maybe even, might even hit 60, they're saying. Well, I'll take 40s and 50s. I'll be happy with it. We're thinking about maybe going out for a run tomorrow if it's nice enough. Let's see what happens. All right, well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. See, we'll move up to Otter Lake there and 5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff and 5AOW, and good evening, John. It was a nice day today. Got outside. It wasn't as warm as I thought it was going to be, but it was great anyway. Nice to have the sunshine, and I got a couple of projects I got started, and I was going to do that probably last week. Never got around to it. Well, the weather wasn't conducive for it anyway, but at least I got them started, and it's a couple of those things that you normally take care of when the weather is warm, but you know, when the sun comes out, you get this false sense of security, and all the adrenaline gets going, and you want to get started with all these projects. So that I did indeed. I got two or three of them going, and I can finish them up tomorrow. But my back played a little problem with me today. It's been doing that last few days. It's one of those things, too. I don't know if it's weather-related or something I'm doing, but every once in a while, it just really raises the devil with me, and I got to lay down for a while. But that's another thing. I can work around that, too. Other than that, not a whole lot going on, Jeff. I just got outside, had the need to do it, and I did it. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you. 73 to everyone, and 5 AOW.
All right. Well, yeah, sometimes that happens. I know how that goes. But, well, look at this way. Nice weather's coming, and be able to get out there, and maybe everything won't hurt so much when it's a little bit warmer. But, all right, Bill, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I've been working here today, most of the day. Did a little workout on the elliptical. And like I said, I'm hoping tomorrow it'll be a nice enough day to go right on outside and run up on the towpath. I see there's still a little bit of ice and snow on it here and there, but nothing you can't run through. Anyway, that's about all I have to report. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
K2ZNZ.
Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Well, not an awful lot today. I did have a doctor's appointment this afternoon, and we had wall-to-wall sunshine. We got up to about 40 degrees here. And other than that, not much more to report for today. I just heard they just tuned in, I guess, kind of sailing. So, 7-3 is all around. KA2000, thank you, Jeff.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in anyway. Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of people here. We had John and Bill in there, and then you. So it's been kind of quiet here tonight. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins with Black River Valley Service Net? Comments or queries? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank John, Bill, and Jack for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? It's KD2AIT, clear.
N2WBX,
Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else?
WATU with comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Hey, I want to leave a pause in case someone else wanted to jump in. Yeah, you probably have the 3-3 seems to went down about 7. How about 7:30 this evening, 3-3. I haven't heard it since. It's on the air up here, but it's not linked in. And 145.15 is the PLO-123, so that blast in up here. So I just wanted to let you know who's, with baseball season around, I just want to let you, the corner, I want to let you know who's on first and second, all that. WATU, back to that.
Yeah, I have the 5.5 in here. I was debating about going in on that one, but I thought I'd see how it worked on the other, and I, well, that's what I did. Came in pretty good, actually. But it's one of those nights that there's a lot of static in the air, too. Okay, very good. Thanks, Jim. Any other stations, with or without traffic? Okay, very good. Thank you all for checking in tonight, folks. Much appreciated, as always. KA2000, 7-3. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.